Okay, we're going to start from the first line in Ham and Aleph. Just a quick... because the Gemara is going to be a continuation of yesterday. As we had the statement of Rav on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, Rav said three different halachas. The first was a Minchas HaOmer, which is the mincha that is brought, which for us on the second day of Pesach, Tazayin Nisan. So Rav said that as much as the Mishnah said there's two examples, that when you did the Kmitza, when you took out some of the stuff from the mincha with your hand. The Mishnah said there's two examples that if you did it Shelo Lishma, you had an improper thought, that the whole thing's no good. Rav said there's really a third. So the third Rav said was the Minchas HaOmer. When it comes to that carbon you bring on the second day of Pesach, if you do the Kmitza, when you take it out, you have an improper thought, that's a third example where the entire thing's no good. Therefore, you can't bring it on the Mizbeach, you can't burn it up, and you're not allowed to eat the leftovers. Rav's second two halachas were that when it comes to the carbon, the asham, which is one of the karbonos that a nazir brings, if a nazir becomes tamei, so he has to bring a series of karbonos to start over. So one of them is an asham, and the second was the asham of a mitzora. Mitzora is somebody who had tzara'as, for example, if he spoke lashon hara. So that one of the karbonos that he brings, Rav said, both of those, if you shechted it with the wrong intent, they're also no good. So why? Rav explained those two were because that the main purpose of the karbon is coming to allow you to do something, right? Like by the nazir, it's allowing him to start counting over. By the mitzvah, it's allowing him to come back into the normal place where the Jews would live, the normal machaneh. And therefore, if you had an improper thought, the entire karbon is going to be no good. Okay, so the meisvei, where we're starting at the top of Hamad Aleph, is going to be a challenge to one of the halachas that Rav mentioned. So meisvei, asha mitzora, if you had a mitzora who is bringing, a person with tzara'as, leprosy, who is bringing this carbon, his asham. So if it was nishchat shelo lishmo, if you shechted it improperly, so this is the main line we're going to pay attention to, because this is the same thing that Rav said. Rav said if you shecht it improperly, the whole thing's no good. So the Braisa says, if you shecht it improperly, o shalonitin midamo agabe bahonos, or you didn't put from the blood of the carbon onto the bahonos. Bahonos are the thumbs of the person. Hareza o lelagame mizbeach. The Braisa says, it's totally fine. Right? In the same case, Rav said that if you did it improperly, the whole thing's no good. The Braisa is clear, if you shecht it with an improper thought, you go bring it on the mizbeach. The carbon's kosher. V'to'un nesachim, and with it you have to bring nesachim, v'tzarech asham acher l'hachshiro, and you need another asham brought to finish the process for the person himself. So the Gemara says, from here you see tiyufta the Rav. You see that Rav's incorrect lagabi this halacha, because as much as Rav said if you shechted the asham of the mitzora, The person with tzara'as who brings this carbon asham, if you did it improperly, Rav said it's no good. It's explicit in the Braisa that it's olo l'gam mizbeach. You would bring it on the mizbeach. So you see an improper thought by that carbon is actually okay. Okay, so now the next part of the Gemara is going back to the first part of Rav. So again, the first part of Rav said that by the minchas ha'omer, the carbon you bring on the second day of Pesach, if you do the kmitza, when you take out the stuff with your hand, if you do that with an improper thought, Rav said, it's no good. So Rish Lakish Amar Minchas HaOmer Shekamsa Shlolish Maksheira. Rish Lakish argues, he says, if you do it improperly, it's okay. Vishireha Ein Nechalim. So, meaning when we had the Mishnah and we said that they're Ksheira, it meant two things. Right? A normal Mincha with an improper thought, when we say it's Kasher, it means you can go and bring the kmitza, that which you took off, you're going to bring it to the mizbeach and burn it up. And the leftover, that which you didn't take out, is now going to be eaten. So Rish Lakish says, as much as by this mincha it's kosher, in other words, you can go bring it to the mizbeach, but shireha ein nechalim, you're not allowed to leave eat the leftovers, ad shetavi minchas haomer acheres v'tati rena, until you bring another carbon another Minchas HaOmer to allow you to eat the leftovers. Because basically what the Minchas HaOmer is doing is that the new grain from each year is prohibited until this carbon is brought. Right, what we call Yashan or Chadash. Chadash is a reference to the new grain. So what allows a person to eat the new grain is the bringing of this carbon. So Rish Lakish is saying, as much as the carbon's okay in the sense that you can go and take the kmitz and put it on the Mizbeach, there's another technical problem, that the leftover grain is still grain from the new year. And just like if somebody would have his box of Cheerios at home, until that carbon's brought properly, he's not allowed to eat those Cheerios. So too here. In this carbon, as much as it's kosher that you're allowed to put that which you took off on the Mizbeach, the leftovers is new grain. It's like the Cheerios of the guy's house. And there was no kosher carbon brought yet. There was no carbon which was properly fulfilled. So the Gemara asks, Mikrav Hechi Karva. I don't understand. If you're telling me that this is still new grain which is prohibited, so then how are you allowed to take that, the kmitza, that which you took off, and put it on the Mizbeach? The Pasuk says, Mimashke Yisrael, Mina Mutterli Yisrael. It's clear from this Pasuk, you're only allowed to bring on the Mizbeach something which is allowed for a Jew to eat. And we're holding on this day, this tvua, the grain, the stuff that you took off, is prohibited to eat, because we're still holding, but it still has the status of new grain in the new year. So Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Kasav Reish Lakish, Ein Mechusar Zman Lebo Bayom. Because on the same day, it's going to become mutter to eat, it's going to be permitted to eat, because basically once you bring another, the same carbon, right, we're talking on the morning of the 16th of Nisan, so the first person brings in the Minchas HaOmer, which is going to allow us to eat all the new grain, he makes a mistake. So Reish Lakish says, well, the extra stuff you're not allowed to eat until you bring another one. Well, you're going to bring another one in 10 minutes. So bring the other one in 10 minutes, that'll allow me to eat the leftovers of the first grain. So the Gemara asked, but how can you even, that which you took off, how can you put it on the Mizbeach? It's something which right now, at this second, is prohibited for a Jew to eat. Gemara's answer is, yeah, but in 10 minutes, it's going to be allowed. Since it's so close, it's not a problem. Ein mechusar zman lebo bayom. There's not a problem, because in such a close amount of time, it's going to be something which is allowed to eat. So Masiv Rav Abda Breda Rav Yitzchak, Yesh Ba'ofos Shein B'Menacha. So Rav Abda, the son of Rav Yitzchak, asked the question from the Braisa. The Braisa says, Yesh Ba'ofos Shein B'Menacha. The Braisa is saying a list. There's some things which are true by birds, which are not true by a mincha, by a carbon mincha. Yesh B'Menachos She'en Ba'ofos, and the contrast. There are some things which are true by a mincha, which are not true if somebody brings birds as a carbon. So now the Braisa explains. Yesh Ba'ofos, what are the things that are true by birds and not by minchas? Sha'ofos Boyin B'Nedav Ashnayim, the birds, partners, you can bring it together as a carbon. A mincha, you're not allowed to bring it together, you have to bring it by yourself. And somebody, like a whole list, Rashi says a whole list of azav and azava, yoledes and mitzora. The example, we're not going to get it exactly into all the examples right now, but somebody who needs kapar, who needs atonement, so his carbon is always with birds, or could be with birds, as opposed to with a mincha. That type of person only brings birds, doesn't bring a mincha. The third thing in the list, v'hutra michlal isurun b'kodesh. That when it comes to birds, something which is normally prohibited for any person is allowed in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi says, what's that going on? That means malika. Malika is basically, you would take, I think it's your thumb. You would take your thumb and basically shech the bird with your hand. So it's something which we wouldn't be allowed to do here, but in the Beis HaMikdash is allowed. Okay, so those are the three things which are true by birds and not by menachas. Again, it's that birds you're allowed to bring as partners. Number two is that somebody who needs an atonement, a certain category of people bring birds as their carbon, as opposed to a mincha. And the third is that by birds you have, this is the one the Gemara is going to be paying attention to, by birds you have a case that normally is prohibited, but in the Beis HaMikdash is mutter, is allowed. As opposed to a mincha, there's no such thing. Basically, if it's allowed, it's allowed everywhere. If it's not allowed, it's not allowed everywhere. Okay, the contrast, as opposed to menachas, all those three things are not true. Okay, now the Braisa said the other way too. Yesh b'menachas. So what's the list of things that are true by a mincha, which are not true by birds? Shamenachas te'unas kli. That a mincha needs a kli. You need to put it into a utensil. V'tenufa. Tenufa is the waving back and forth. You do that by a mincha. You don't do that by birds. V'hagasha. That you actually take it and you touch it to a certain part of the mizbeach, the mincha. You don't do that with birds. V'yeshna b'tzibur kibiyachit. And a mincha is brought in a specific case by the minchas haomer. It's brought for all of Klal Yisrael. It's a carbon tzibur. It's brought for everybody. Masha'en kein ba'ofos. When it comes to birds, none of these things are true. It doesn't need to be in a utensil. You don't need to shake it around. You don't need to touch it to the mizbeach. And it's never birds are never brought as a public offering. Okay. So basically, what the Gemara is going to see in here is one of the six examples. So v'im isa, the Gemara is challenging. Reish Lakish, if you're right, so again, Reish Lakish said that the Minchas HaOmer, this carbon on the 16th of Nisan, that which you take out with an improper thought, you're allowed to go put that on the Mizbeach. The rest you can't eat because it still needs another carbon to allow it because it's new grain. So the Gemara is saying, "V'im isa b'menachas nami meshkachas lo, dehutra michlal isura, b'kodesh." The Braisa was clear that by birds there's a case that for everybody's prohibited and the Beis Hamikdash is allowed. By menachos, by mincha, there's no such case. Reish Lakish, if you're right, I have a case, because you're telling me the person at home on the morning of the 16th, who has his box of Cheerios of chadash, of the new grain, he's not allowed to eat them. But guess what? In the Beis Hamikdash, at that same time of day, on the Mizbeach, you're saying you're allowed to put that kmitza, that which the person took out from new grain, even though that new grain is prohibited for anyone in the world to eat. But you're allowed to put that on the Mizbeach. Because you said, basically, right? That's what Reish Lakish said before. Because it's so close, so you're allowed to put it on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara is asking, in the Braisa, it was clear that there's... only by birds do you have something which is prohibited for me, but mutter, but allowed in the Beis HaMikdash. By Menachas, the Braisa was clear, there's no such case. There's no case that I can't do, and in the Beis HaMikdash they could do. Gemara is challenging, according to Reish Lakish, it's not really true. Because according to Reish Lakish, I can't eat my new grain on the morning of the 16th until that carbon is brought. And still on the Mizbeach is going to be brought grain which is prohibited for any person to eat. So in other words, the Mizbeach, in a sense, is like Hashem eating. Basically, how can I not eat, and in the Beis HaMikdash, it's being offered? Umay niyu minchas ha'omer. What would be that example that is allowed only in the Beis HaMikdash? This carbon, the minchas ha'omer. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not a question. Kaven de'ein mechusar zman leboba yom, lav isurihu. Basically, it's based on the same answer we said before. That because in such a close amount of time, it's going to become allowed. So basically, it's not called something which is prohibited for me and allowed for them. Because basically, as much as it's new grain that didn't yet have the carbon brought, it's so close in time that basically it's like it has the status of something allowed. Right? The question was assuming that right now the person wouldn't be allowed to eat the grain. The answer is saying it because it's in 10 minutes, it's going to be allowed. So basically, treat it as if it already happened, and therefore it's not something which is prohibited for me and allowed for Hektish. In a sense, we would look at it as it's really allowed for everybody because it's so close. Okay. Mesiv Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes had a question. Hiktim matan shemen lamatan dam. So we're talking about a mitzora again. Okay, so let's say a person put on the oil before the blood. You're really supposed to put on the blood on the fingers of the Metzora first. So if you would put the oil on before the blood, then yimalenu shemen, go fill up the bucket of oil again. V'yachzer v'yitein shemen achar matan dam. And you'll put on the oil again after you'd put on the dam. Basically, you'll go fix the problem. It was a problem, you'll go fix the problem. Okay, what if you put matan behonos lamatan sheva? Let's say you put it on his fingers before you sprinkled the blood. I think it means before the Kohen would sprinkle the blood, he put it on his fingers, which is also the wrong order. So yimalenu shemen, the yachzer v'yitein matan behonos achar matan zayin. So basically, same thing, you'll make up the problem. Go fill up the oil again, you did the sprinkles, and then you'll put it on his fingers. So if you did anything in the wrong order, the Braisa is telling you how to fix it. Go fill up the oil again, and you'll do it in the right order. So challenges the Gemara. V'i amrit ein mechusar zman lebo bayom. If you're right, that if something basically is in such a close amount of time, that we don't really care about the order that much, right? Reish Lakish said, as much as this grain this second is prohibited, because in 10 minutes when you bring the other carbon, it's going to become allowed, so we don't care if it's, because it's so close, the halacha doesn't mind. So the Gemara is asking, if that's right, amai yachzer v'yitin, mai da avad avad. So too here, when you made the mistake of you did the oil before the blood, so why is the Braisa trying to figure out how to fix the problem? Why don't you just say there is no problem? You know what? As much as I did it in the wrong order, but it was 2 seconds later. So if you're telling me that just like the grain, as much as it's prohibited the second, because it's going to be allowed so soon, so the halacha doesn't care because it's so close. So too here. When the Kohen made the mistake of doing the things in the wrong order, it was clear in the Braisa, he didn't just say there's no problem. He was trying to fix the problem. Saying if you're right that if it's so close that there's not a problem, so then why did the Braisa just say don't worry about it? So Amar Papa shiny hilchas mitzora dechsiva buhu havaya. So Papa answered, you're right that from the Braisa you see that we're trying to fix the problem. That's because it's talking about mitzora, and in the parsha, in the psukim written by mitzora, it says a lashon, it says a word of a havaya. Let's see, the Amar HaKosav Zos Tiye Torahs HaMetzorah. This should be the laws of the Metzorah. So Tiye Bav Yoset Tehei, that extra word Tiye has the Mashmos. We understand what that means is Bav Yoset Tehei. In other words, there's a special Kpeda, there's a special requirement that the order that the Torah describes needs to be kept. So as much as Reish Lakish is right, that if something is really close in time, it's okay. You see from the Braisa that if you messed up the order, the Braisa is very busy of how to fix the problem. Yeah, that's right. Because we're talking about Mitzorah, where there's a specific Pasuk that went out of its way to say that the order which we described is Ma'akev, is binding. You have to keep it. That's why the Braisa was trying to figure out how to fix the problem. Okay, Mesiv Rav Papa. So now Rav Papa had a question. Hiktim chatoso l'ashamo. If a person brought the chatos before the asham, this is also talking about a mitzvah. So if a person brought a chatos before an asham, so that's the wrong order. You're really supposed to bring the asham first. So let's say he brought the chatos first. Lo yihia acher memaris bedama. Basically, a person shouldn't be stirring the blood to basically let you go do the carbon you should have done first, second. Ela to uber to rasa v'teitzei lebeis asreif. If you did it wrong, if you did the chatas before the asham, so then you messed up and the chatas needs to be killed. So what is the Gemara asking? Simply, it's asking the same type of question. If you're right that something which is so close in time we don't mind. So we have another example where a person did the wrong order, but one was very close after the other. So why don't we also say over there, it's not a problem. It's clear by the fact that you have to go kill the one that you did in the wrong order that we care. Okay, the only problem is that just the steps where Reish Lakish said something, somebody asked a question, Rav Papa answered, pay attention, Rav Papa answered, Mitzorah is different. You can't ask from the parsha of Tzara'as. Okay, now the next line said, Rav Papa basically asked the same question which he just answered. So they asked the Gemara, Amai kamosiv Rav Papa? Why is Rav Papa asking a question? Rav Papa hu da'amar, shiny hilchas mitzorah, dechsiva behu havaya. Rav Papa himself is the one that just answered. And when it comes to the Parsha of Tzara'as, it has nothing to do with our conversation. Over there, there's a specific pasuk that said that the order that the Torah describes, you must keep. So how can Rav Papa the next second go and ask a question from the same case he just answered? So Gemara says, this is how you have to understand his question. Eli Rav Papa hachi kakashale. This is really what Rav Papa was asking. Ema hani mili avoda. Maybe when the Torah describes by Mitzorah that the order you really have to keep, that's by something which is classified as an avoda. Avoda in English means like a work, a service. What it means is something which in the Beis HaMikdash is going to be fit into that category of avoda. But shchita lav avoda hi. But shchita, shechting, is not an avoda. Why not? Because we know that when it comes to shechting, a kohen doesn't have to do the shchita. A person brings his own carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to shecht it. So the Gemara is saying, from there you see that it doesn't have the halach of an avoda. It's not like everything else at the Beis HaMikdash, or basically a kohen has to do. Shchita is very unique, that even any owner could do it. So Rav Papa was bothered. Maybe when the Torah described you have to keep the order, maybe that's by something which is classified as an avoda. But shchita, when it comes to shechting, which is not an avoda, because even every owner could do it, so therefore he was bothered. V'yein mechusar zman lebo bayom ye'achar memaris bedama. If it's true that what you answered, that if something is so close in time, so then if you did the wrong order, so let somebody else be memaris bedama, let him stir the blood. V'lakriv asham v'hadar likriv chatos. Even though you did it in the wrong order, so good. So basically, do the one which you should have done first, second, and then you'll bring both together. Why are you telling me if I did it in the wrong order, I have to go throw it outside? If you're telling me if it's so close in time, it's not a problem. So I have another case which is so close in time. And that which I answered, that Mitzorah is different, that's not relevant here, because here we're talking about Shechita, and Shechita is something which anybody in the world could do. So that was Rav Papa's question on what we answered in Reish Lakish. Okay, so we're three lines from the bottom on Hamad Aleph. So Ella Amar Rav Papa Hainu Time with the Reish Lakish. So because of Rav Papa's question, Rav Papa's saying I need to say a new explanation of Reish Lakish. Again, Reish Lakish's halacha was on the second day of Pesach when we're supposed to bring this karban, the Minchas HaOmer. If you did the kmitza, if when you took out some of the stuff with your hand, you had an improper thought. So Reish Lakish said, it's kshera, it's okay, which means that which you took out, go bring on the mizbeach. However, the rest you're not allowed to eat. So Rav Papa says, I'm going to say a new explanation of why that's true. Amar Rav Papa, hainu time with the Reish Lakish, the kasavar, Reish Lakish holds, heyer mizrach matir. That really on the morning of the 16th, all new grain is totally allowed, you're allowed to eat all new grain. So that would explain why that which you took off, you're allowed to bring on the Mizbeach. Because really, when you wake up the morning of the 16th, the guy at home can eat his Cheerios from the new year. And this grain in the Beis HaMikdash is also totally allowed. So that's why Reish Lakish is saying, that which you took off, you're allowed to bring on the Mizbeach. And the other half of Reish Lakish, which said, the leftovers you're not allowed to eat. So Rashi says, that's just, it's a mitzvah. It's the right thing that you shouldn't eat it until the carbon's brought. In other words, it's kosher, it's mutter, you're allowed to eat it, but basically there's a lichatchila, preferably you shouldn't go and eat it until the carbon's brought. So where do we see Reish Lakish holds that? Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish Amri Tarvayu. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish both said, Afilu b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim, even at a time when the Beis HaMikdash is around, Heyer Mizrach Matir, when the light of the day comes, the morning of the 16th, it allows all new grain from that year to be eaten. Because Rav Papa is basically saying, I see that Reish Lakish holds that.
Isn't it difficult
to understand, though, because... please keep your questions for afterwards.
Sorry. Thank you.
Okay, so the Gemara says, V'hadar Reish Lakish lav beferish itmar, ela mechlola itmar. Where it says Reish Lakish didn't say it explicitly, but based on something that he said, we understood that's what he meant. Because what did he say? The Tanan. Ein mivian minachos ubikurim. Person is not supposed to bring a mincha or bikurim, which is new fruits. Uminchas behema kodem laomer. Before that carbon's brought on the 16th of Nisan, you're not supposed to bring these things to the Beis HaMikdash. Vimhevi pasul. And if you do bring them, it's no good. But kodem l'shtei alechem, the shtei alechem is the carbon we bring on Shavuos, which is 7 weeks later. So if you bring these things before that carbon we bring on Shavuos, lo yavi, preferably you shouldn't bring it, vimhevi kasher. But if you do bring it, it's okay. The Amr of Yitzchak, Amr Reish Lakish, and on that Reish Lakish said, lo shanu elo ba'arba asar v'chamish asar. When did we say, if you bring things before the Minchas HaOmer, before the carbon that's brought on the 16th, it's a problem? That means if you bring it on the 14th or the 15th of Nisan. Aval b'shisha asar m'hevi kasher. If you bring it on the 16th, it's okay. So in other words, if it wouldn't be okay until you actually bring the carbon on the 16th, so imagine we wake up in the morning of the 16th and we bring the carbon 10 o'clock. So if the new grain would be prohibited until 10 o'clock, so then it's not really correct to say that it's only a problem on the 14th and the 15th. It really is a problem in the morning of the 16th too. So if Reish Lakish expressed it, that it's only a problem on the 14th and the 15th. But once you're by the 16th, it's all good. So it's totally fine to bring any carbon you want. So you see from there that really the morning of the 16th, even before you bring the carbon, it's already okay. So that's how Rav Papa knew that that's what Reish Lakish held. So you see Reish Lakish holds that the morning of the 16th, even before you bring the offering, all the new grain is already allowed. Okay. So just to summarize, we're about to have a third opinion. We had Rav on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, who said that when you take out the kmitza from the Minchas HaOmer, from this carbon which is brought on the second day of Pesach, so Rav said the whole thing's no good. Reish Lakish said the carbon's okay, in other words, that which you took out you can bring on the Mizbeach, but the leftovers you shouldn't eat. And the whole Gemara we just saw was trying to figure out what exactly is the explanation of Reish Lakish. So now in Hayomid Beis, about 10 lines down, we have Rava Omer. So this is going to be the third opinion. Rava Omer Minchas HaOmer Shekamtza Shelo Lishma Ksheira. That if you take this carbon and you take out the kmitza, and you do it with an improper thought, the entire thing is kosher. You can go and take it and put it on the Mizbeach. V'shireha Necholen. And even the leftovers you could eat. So, right, Rava's being the most lenient. He's saying basically it's 100% fine. Ve'ena tzricha minchas ha'omer acheres latira. And you don't need to bring another carbon to allow that grain to be eaten. Why not? She'ein machshava mo'eles elo b'misha ro'i lavoda. Because if you have an improper thought, that only makes a difference somebody who's basically everything else is okay. He was fit to do avoda. The Gemara is going to explain what that's coming to exclude. Ubedaver haroi lavoda, and something which is fit for avoda. Uvemakom haroi lavoda, and in a place which is fit for avoda. So the Gemara clarifies what it means. Bemisha roi lavoda lafuk e kohen bal mum. If a kohen has a mum, has a certain blemish that makes him improper to do avoda. So Rav is saying if there's already a problem with, let's say, the person who's doing the service, so then if he also has an improper thought, that's not going to make a difference. In other words, the Torah cares more about an improper thought if, until that improper thought, everything else was 100% glatt kosher. If there's something that's already flawed in the beginning, then Rav is saying the Torah doesn't care as much about an improper thought. So one example would be like a Kohen who has a blemish. B'davar haroi lavoda, something which is fit to be brought as a carbon to the exclusion of this carbon, the Minchas HaOmer, because basically it's a tremendous exception to the rule. It's something which is prohibited for every Jew in the world to eat, and still it's being brought in the Mizbeach, something you don't normally find. So since it's such an exception, therefore Rav is suggesting that the improper thought that you had basically doesn't make a difference. Uvimakam aray lavoda. And the third thing Rava said, that it's only a problem if you're in a place that's proper for avoda. Lafuki nifka mizbeach, to the exclusion of if you had a if the mizbeach, somebody took off a piece of the mizbeach. Basically, it's not fit for avoda right now. So if somebody would have an improper thought at that time, and then the mizbeach would be fixed later, that improper thought wouldn't make a difference. Okay, so to summarize, we have three opinions what the halacha is by the Minchas HaOmer. This carbon which you bring on the second day of Pesach, we had Rav who said if you had an improper thought, the entire thing is no good. And it really comes out, meaning in the first Mishnah, which said there's two exceptions, two menachos which if you have an improper thought, the whole thing is no good. Rav's really saying there's really a third case. Reish Lakish said that really it's okay in the sense that which you took off, you can put in the Mizbeach, but it's not okay because the grain is still not allowed to eat. It's still grain from the new year. Rav is the most lenient. Rav is saying, treat it like you didn't have an improper thought. Because this is such an exception that it's grain nobody could eat, and still it's being brought as a carbon, therefore, even though you had an improper thought, it's as if you had the proper thoughts. The Torah is, it doesn't care in this type of scenario about a machshava shelo lishman, improper thought. Okay, so we're by the two dots on Hamid base. We're starting a new conversation. Okay, Tana Rabbana, the Braisa says, Keshu Omer min habakar lamata. When it says in the Pasuk min habakar, so lamata just means it's the second Pasuk, not the first Pasuk in that parsha. Ain tamal lomar, the Torah shouldn't have said it. Elu lahotzias hatreifa. So why the Torah say that word? To exclude a treifa. Treifa is a behemoth, an animal, which basically has something internal that it's going to die in a short amount of time. See, that you're not allowed to bring that as a carbon. So the Braisa asked, Valo dinhu, why do you need a pasuk? I should know it from a kal v'chomer. Something with a blemish, which a person, if he's making a barbecue, you're allowed to shecht it and eat that animal. But asura legavoa, you're not allowed to bring that as a carbon. So you see, there's more of a stringency of which animals you can bring as a carbon. So treifa shasura lehedyet. So a treifa, an animal which is going to die very soon, which we already know. If you're making your barbecue, you're not allowed to use that animal. So eino din shasur legavoa. Is it not logical that if I can't even use it for my barbecue, that I can't bring it as a carbon? I mean, we see from Balmum that even something I could use for my own eating, I can't bring it as a carbon. So there's a stringency of which animals I can bring as a carbon. So something which I can't eat myself, for sure I can't bring it as a carbon. So the Bryce is asking, Why do you need a pasuk to come to say you can't bring this animal, which is a treifa, as a carbon? I should know it even without the pasuk, because it's a kal v'chomer from Balmum. Okay, so basically the next long bit of Gemara is going to be trying to figure out, is it a good kal v'chomer or it's not a good kal v'chomer? So the Gemara says, Chelav Adam Yochichu. The Braisa really says, but I'll prove you wrong. You're trying to say that something which is prohibited to a person for sure is prohibited the Beis HaMikdash? I'll prove you wrong. When it comes to chelev is the fats within an animal, and dam, the blood of an animal, yochichu. That'll prove you wrong. Shasurim lehedyet. A person at home is not allowed to eat the chelev, he's not allowed to eat the blood. Umutarim legavoa. But they're brought on the mizbeach. You were trying to say anything which I can't eat at home, for sure I can't bring on the mizbeach. I found the case which I can't eat, and it can be brought in the mizbeach. So Bryce says, no, that's not a good question. When it comes to chelev and dam, it's not one thing which is prohibited for me and allowed for the mizbeach. It's really in a bigger context. It's being brought from a full animal. So basically, as much as that part is forbidden for me and allowed for the mizbeach, the Gemara is saying you can't look at it that way. You have to look at it as it's really bun mechlal heter. The entire animal is really allowed for me. So in other words, as much as you're right regarding just the blood, just the fats, I can't eat it, the mizbeach could. It's not a good question because you can't just look at that piece. You have to look at the broader picture. So Tomer betreifa shekula asuru. So is that going to be a proof for a treifa, an animal, which the entire thing would be prohibited? Maybe anything which is fully prohibited for me, I should know from a kal v'chomer that it's fully prohibited to bring as a carbon. Okay, so some people, the shita on the side of the Gemara takes out that line. So the Gemara says, Malika tochiyach. So I'll prove you wrong from Malika. So again, Malika is shechting of the bird basically with your finger. So what's the halacha by Malika? Shekula iser, the entire bird is prohibited. V'asr lehevyet umuteris legavoa. A person is not allowed to do it. He's not allowed to do Malika to any of the bird. And it's entirely allowed in the Beis HaMikdash. So you were trying to say you never find something which is prohibited for me at home, which is allowed in the Beis HaMikdash. I found you a case. I'm not allowed to do Malika at all. And in the Beis HaMikdash, they do Malika. Where he says, no, that's also not a good proof. Malu Malika shekein kedushasa osurasa. In other words, the reason why Malika is allowed is connected to the fact that it's hektish, that it's kodesh. The fact, one more line, mashen kein betreifa shein kedushas osrasa. The fact that I can't, that a person can't bring a carbon as a treifa, it's a treifa whether or not it's hektish. In other words, it doesn't become, an animal doesn't become deadly ill because it became hektish. Right? It's just, it's going to die or it's not going to die. But because I'm makdish, because I make it belong to the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't affect its physical being. When it comes to the halacha of Malika, the reason why the Torah allows Malika is connected to the fact that it's hektish. So in other words, you need to prove, you can only prove to me something which basically the reason why the halacha is true is not because it's hektish. Right? Like if I would say, I'm not allowed to get benefit from something which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, but the Beis HaMikdash could. So I'll prove from there something I can't do, the Beis HaMikdash could do. So you say, that's a mistake. The reason they could get benefit is because they own it. The reason I can't get benefit is because I don't own it. That doesn't prove that something which is prohibited for me is mutter for them. You need something which is basically parv. Something which the reason why it's true is not because it belongs to Hektish. Okay, so basically, to sum up where we're holding, is the Braisa has not provided a proper pircha, a proper question on our Kalvachomer. So we should really be able to learn if by a balmum, something which with a blemish I can eat, and still I can't bring it as a karbon. So something which is a treifa, which I can't eat, so for sure I shouldn't bring it as a karbon. I shouldn't need a pasik to tell me that. The Braisa finishes off, b'im hashavasa, and if you'll have a good question, so the kishu omer min habakar lamata, when the Torah came and said that extra word, she'ein talmalomar, that's lahotias hatreifa. The Torah which said the extra word, that's coming to exclude a treifa. So the question is, we never provided a question in our kal v'chomer. The Braisa is just ending off, and if you come up with a good question, so the Torah anyway wrote an extra pasuk that says this animal, which is a treifa, you're not allowed to bring. So the obvious question is, meaning we didn't really answer the question. You only need the pasuk if you don't have a kal v'chomer. The Braisa attempted at providing us a question on the kal v'chomer, but it didn't come up with anything. So why is the N ending off? And if you come up with a good question, so then the pasuk is coming to say it's still true. So the Gemara is bothered. Ma im hashvasa. So what is the question on that kal v'chomer that you need the pasuk to come and say that a treifa you can't bring as a karba? So we're going to have a whole series of suggestions. Amar Rav, mishum de'ika le'meimer minchas ha'omer tochiyach. You could say that the mincha of the omer, that karban you bring on the second day of Pesach, that'll prove you wrong. Shasur lehejit umuteris legavoa. It's something which is prohibited. I'm not allowed to eat that grain. And still it's being brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So you see, it's not true that something I can't eat, for sure the Beis HaMikdash can't eat. Because you have something I can't eat, this grain, and still it's being brought as a karban. So maybe that's the question that the Braisa was suggesting. So we say, no. Ma'ala minchas ha'omer shekein materis chadash. That maybe there's a leniency by that karban, because as a result of bringing that carbon, it's allowing all the new grain. In other words, maybe the Torah specifically made a leniency here because there's a purpose, there's an extra purpose to the leniency because it's coming to allow all the grain all over the world. That doesn't prove by something which, like a treifa, which is just being brought for itself. There's no, so to speak, bigger purpose to it. Whereas there's no b'shvius or in Shemitah where it's not being matir, it's not allowing any of the grain. So the Marz is shvius nami, she came out teres svichin, b'shvius. Even in Shemitah, it is allowing something. So maybe it's different because it's allowing svichim. Svichim is basically like stuff that just grew without planning. Like a person dropped a couple seeds here and there and it grew up by itself. So it is true that it's not allowing everything, but it's still allowing something. So maybe the Torah gave the leniency specifically because it's coming to allow certain grain. Mara says, no, Kiribi Akiva, Damar Svichan Asurim B'Shvias. I'll tell you, we're going like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that says that svichin are prohibited on Shemitah. So basically, maybe I'll prove you wrong. You're trying to say, if I can't eat it, for sure the Beis HaMikdash can't eat it. So I'll prove you wrong. When it comes to the Minchas HaOmer, I can't eat my new grain at home. Still, the new grain is being brought to the Beis HaMikdash. You'll ask, maybe that's different because it's coming to allow things to be eaten. Well, what are you going to say in Shemitah, according to Rabbi Akiva? It's not allowing anything to be eaten. So maybe that's the good question in our Kal Vachomer, which would be why I need the Pasuk to say that you can't bring a treif as a carbon. Mar says, that's not a good question. Omer le Rav Acha bar Abba le Rav Ashi. Rav Acha, the son of Abba, said to Rav Ashi, the Rabbi Akiva nami nifrach. Even in Rabbi Akiva, you can ask a question. Ma le mincha sa'omer shekin materas chodesh b'chutz laretz. As much as in Shemitah, it's not allowing anything in Eretz Yisrael, but there's Jews all over the world. So it's still allowing Jews in Chutz La'aretz to eat their new grain. Basically, there still is something different about that carbon. It still is allowing something extra. And even according to the opinion that says, outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's not the Raisa. It's not from the Torah that you can't eat the new grain from the year. Well, there still is a leniency. The Gemara is saying that in that carbon which was brought, that Minchas HaOmer, it's at least going to allow in the, again, we have this whole pot, you take out some, so it's at least allowing in the leftovers that which you eat is now not going to have the Isser Chodosh. It's not going to have the prohibition. So in other words, we're in Eretz Yisrael. We're on the 16th of Nisan. You have this whole pot. You take out the kmitza. So as much as it's not allowing anything outside the world, but this grain right here, it's taking away the prohibition of chadash from that grain itself. So therefore, there is still an extra leniency that it's coming to allow something extra. Okay, so to summarize, again, what we're holding right now is the Braisa said, it's clear from the Torah, really, that you need a pasuk to say you can't bring a treif as a carbon. The question we're dealing with is, why do I need a pasuk? I can learn it from balmum. If a balmum, something with a blemish, which I could eat, I can't bring it as a carbon. So something like a treif, which I already know I can't eat, for sure I can't bring it as a carbon. So the goal is, let's try to prove that wrong, which will answer why the Torah wrote a pasuk to come to say you can't bring it as a treif. So our first suggestion was for Minchas HaOmer. The Gemara is coming out. That itself is not a good question. Okay, let's see a little more. Amar Rav Acha midifti l'Ravina. Ihachi treifa nami takri v'tatir lav shebesocha. So if you're right that that's a good question, that by the Minchas HaOmer, it's at least allowing the grain that's right here to not have the prohibition of chadash, so you could say the same thing by treifa. Maybe you need a pasuk, because when you bring the treifa, I would have thought just bringing the treifa as a carbon would take away the prohibition of treifa, and if somebody would eat that, he didn't transgress the prohibition of treifa. Basically, if what you're asking is a good question by chadash, I could say the same thing by treifa, and it would actually answer the question. Maybe the Torah specifically said a pasuk because I would have thought if you bring the treifa as a karbon, now it takes away the prohibition of treifa. So the Torah specifically came to say, don't say that. So Ela Parachachi, if you want to get rid of the question from the Minchas HaOmer, you'll ask like this, Malu Minchas HaOmer, Shekein Mitzvasa Bekach. You say, by Minchas HaOmer, that's what the Torah said you have to do. In other words, if the Torah would say, if the Torah described here, this is what you have to do, so then that's what you have to do. As opposed to by a treifa, I don't need to bring a treifa as a karban. If the Torah would say, go bring a treifa as a karban, so for sure I could. We're describing, once the Torah allowed me to bring a non-treifa, a good, totally good animal as a karban, can I volunteer to go bring this sickly animal? That's not, you can't bring a proof from something which the Torah required you to do something like that. Okay, so maybe we'll stop over here, and we will pick up tomorrow.